For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amateur. Producer messed up for a second.
Yeah. Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast, and happy Thanksgiving week, everybody.
That's true.
We are grateful that James is back with us.
I'm alive.
We're all back together.
We missed him the last couple weeks.
We're here.
So very grateful to have him back. We're grateful to all of you who are here with us. If you're in the chat, and even if you're not in the chat, please make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you like this video. Look us up on Twitter, on Instagram, our Facebook group, and anywhere you get your podcasts, you can listen to this. So Apple, Spotify, what are some of the big ones? Google, but I heard Google Podcasts is actually going away, which makes which makes me really mad because that's the one I use. Anyways,
use Spotify.
We're all over the place. We're
any major podcast platform.
And give us those five stars wherever it is or whatever they do.
Give us the 5-star review, the 5-star rating.
Just tell us how amazing we are.
Shower us with compliments.
It's over here, Ron.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, your mug. Got it.
By the way, John, I saw your Oilers play the Sharks last 2 weeks ago. Man, talk about painful hockey. Oh, buddy. It was like watching a couple of ECHL teams out there.
Oh, man. And yes, please make sure you do hit that like button for us on YouTube. That helps us out a lot. Poor John.
Poor John.
We also want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. He has got locations in Spanish Fork and Salem. He does braces, clear aligners, dental facial orthopedics, which I don't know exactly what that is, but sounds really important.
That does sound.
No, it's good. Look him up.
Look him up if you need any of that, if your kids need that. ThomasOrtho.com, or you can find him on Facebook. We love him as our sponsor.
Appreciate it a lot.
All right. Well, well, well. We are starting with the big news. Cam Rising's coming back.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Cam.
He announced it yesterday.
Bryn, tell us your thoughts.
You know, I didn't expect to be as excited as I actually am. And really, I am surprised. I kind of thought he would maybe be just ride off into the sunset a little bit, but God, I'm so happy he's coming back.
What do you think? Are you surprised? Are you surprised he's coming back?
Well, I'm actually not. I thought he would come back. Mm. Personally, I just felt like if he had aspirations to play in the NFL, I think he needed to come back just to show he was healthy and to show what he can do. I know he's older, but here's the thing. If he were to go out and try to make a team, no guarantees he'd make the team. So you get no money. And if he did make a team, maybe practice squad or something, I don't know, he can probably make more money coming back to the U next year by coming back rather than going to the NFL. And then if everything goes well, his stock goes up, he gets a better chance, a better shot, he's drafted, something like that. So, no, I felt like he would be coming back. I lean more that way.
I was surprised. I thought he would go and try and make a team, but with NIL money, he can come back and it's projected he'll make around $1.5 million next year. I don't know where those
allegedly
numbers, allegedly.
That's rumors.
Okay, but let's say that's true. He makes a million. Let's just say
well, no. Yeah.
Okay. Brock Purdy, who is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, makes $934,000. So in today's day and age, it can be more advantageous for a guy like Cam to come back. And you're right. Build that stock up. Show you're healthy. Put more film out there. And then go to the NFL. All that being said, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised. And on the other side of that, I feel like traditionally I would have felt like the timing was kind of weird, right? I would have traditionally been like, there's still a week. There's still two games left. It's kind of weird. But in this situation, I kind of feel the opposite. I feel like it sparked the fan base. I feel like the team needed kind of some energy, and I feel like this could provide that. So I'm obviously ecstatic.
Well, they about do it. It because of transfer portal now.
And that's the other big thing.
Which, of course, you know, the big question has been what's going to happen with the other quarterbacks. Obviously, we don't know. I'm sure there's going to be movement around.
There's going to be
who
movement.
Who knows?
Every team has losses like that, though. Every team.
Well, absolutely. That's, you know, that's not unique. Transfer portal now. It's kind of strange. But I love that he did it now. I love that we know. There's no question about it. We don't have to sit around wondering for the next few months.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love it.
I know.
I'm with you. I think the timing's perfect because I forgot who said it. But, yeah, we're all down because of our loss to Arizona. And just, you know, the season hasn't been up to where we had hoped it would be. So this kind of gave a positive jolt to everything. I think it's great. I'm hoping that'll bring some energy to the team and just a good mental attitude. So agreed. I think it was good timing.
It was great timing.
As far as that goes. Now, I did listen to Witt today.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little more about that. But asked about Keithy. He hasn't made his decision yet. We'll see. Who knows if it'll matter. I wouldn't be surprised, though, some cascading of guys deciding to stay because of it.
Absolutely. A guy like Bernard, who kind of
alluded to it.
The squad's back together or whatever he said on Instagram. And then a guy like Pittman, you know, he has an opportunity to potentially come back as well. So there's, and then Keithy, he's the obvious one. Vele, who has really started to show out. So I think there's a lot of guys like that.
I don't think Vele can. Can Vele come back again? I feel like this year was his, like, he was going to go and then decided to come back.
I think he could. I could be wrong. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So all I know is it's great news for the program. I'm a little surprised. But, man, I was with you, and he goes, is Cam coming back? No. What is this?
Watching the Raiders game.
Yeah.
Why?
Which was painful.
Why would you do that? Why?
Because we're stupid. It was great, though.
I'm a fan.
It was great timing.
It made me happy.
Such a depressing weekend.
After the
it was great.
Kick in the gut. But just
remember. Rose is right.
Oh,
hey,
man.
John. Thank you. Oh, which bowl game? Oh, golf.
I don't know that yet.
Oh, John.
We're going to give this to John.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
I don't know yet.
I was just going to say, as a reminder, Utah fans, it is senior day on Saturday. Just because a guy runs out does not necessarily mean he's leaving.
Whittingham said that.
Please keep that in mind. Whittingham always says, if you haven't made your decision fully, go ahead and get celebrated. Mm-hmm. And then if you come back, you get celebrated twice. If you end up making the decision to leave, then we're glad we celebrated you.
Yeah.
But just keep that in mind, Utah fans, when some guys run out on Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know if we have enough guys that could actually run out, though.
Let's go to Arizona. Let's talk about it. Before I get your views about it, I just want to read a few stats of the game.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you have looked at the stats.
Oh, yeah. I've read the stats.
Maybe not, but I just want to read these first.
That's why stats are so freaking deceiving.
And what you think. For instance, first downs. Utah had 26. Arizona had 21 first downs. Rushing net total, 118 for Utah, 118 for Arizona. Had the exact same rushing. Passing, 325 for Arizona. Yeah,
definitely wasn't for us.
320 for Utah.
Yeah, we had 320.
Passing yards.
Oh, my gosh.
Total offense, 443 yards for Arizona, 438 yards for Utah. So what is that,
five-yard difference
in total offense. Okay, so just trying to put the score out of your head. These numbers, here's what blew me away. is total plays. Do you know how many total plays each team?
No. I know we threw the ball like 50 times.
Yeah, 53 times I think it was.
Or tried to throw the ball.
I remember, and that was one of the other stats. I'm thinking, throw the ball! And I looked at the stats, we threw it 53 times.
That's a lot.
How observant I am.
That's a lot, no.
That's ridiculous.
We ran 90 plays. They ran 57 plays. Now, what is that, 33 more plays?
I don't know, I'm not good at math.
And... time of possession, Utah 35 minutes, Arizona 24 minutes.
Okay. So we'll just stop there, and I'm just going to assume we won.
And so when you hear right. that, it doesn't line up with what the game was.
Well, because so much of that came, we were down 21-0, you blink, we're down, and so it was all irrelevant.
Well, it was the turnovers. We turned it over twice.
The blocked field goal.
Basically three times because of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's shocking, though. I hadn't looked at that until tonight. I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
I saw it. And
the fact that we were that close?
It doesn't mesh, man. It's weird.
It doesn't with what I watched.
Not with what I watched.
Oh, Rose, if only.
God, okay. Especially in the red zone, Rose.
So, if...
Yeah.
Okay, they scored, I know technically speaking, 21 points in the first quarter, but they scored like in the first minute or something in the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, essentially 28 points.
In the first quarter.
Quarter. And we could never recover. And then look at a couple of their touchdowns. One was a punt block for a touchdown. The other was, you know, the game's over. We'll talk about this, by the way. And they threw a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown. So those are kind of out there. But when I, as far as the stats go, it to me, it doesn't say anything about the game. Arizona dominated us.
Yeah, they really did.
Isn't that what you felt like? I never felt like 100%. We were there.
Yeah.
From the start of the game, I kind of just felt like Utah, I don't know what it was. They weren't ready. But look, tons of credit to Arizona. They're a really good football team. They beat four ranked opponents this year. Going into that game, I think we all knew it was going to be really tough, especially on the road. Fish has done an outstanding job. So I'm not surprised that we lost. I'm surprised at how quickly it got away from us.
Well, so we find out like a half hour before kickoff. Yeah. We probably should mention
this. Yeah, we need to mention all this, by the way.
Kareena Reed, out. Cole Bishop, out. Jonah Ellis, out. All three of them not playing. So add that on top of the list of guys that are already out.
It hurt. There's no question.
Unbelievable. And that was the thing, watching the defense.
Fotu didn't play the first half because he'd been kicked out from a targeting.
Right. And maybe that's where watching it, I just figured we were just getting dominated, because it looked our defense.
Where their whole second string played.
Yeah, we couldn't keep up with them, which I felt was true. But then you look at the stats, which we did keep up with them, but the score does not reflect that.
The pick in the red zone did hurt us.
That really hurt. And well, it really, like the blocked punt, Whittingham said in his presser today, if you have a punt blocked, you're 80% likely to lose that game. I mean,
for a touchdown, for sure.
So, and for a touchdown.
Shoot.
Questions about the guys who didn't play. No, Jonah Ellis is out for the season. It's a season-ending injury. We have no idea what happened, when it happened, blah, blah, blah. Reed, I guess, is a maybe for like a bowl game.
A bowl game.
So he's out for Colorado.
And then Bishop is hopefully back. He was sick. That's the story that we're getting. Who knows?
Bishop's the one, though, that obviously, I mean, Ellis is an unbelievable player.
This would be a feeding season if he was in the game against Colorado.
But I have enough faith in our other guys. Like, I don't feel the drop-off from Reed to Van Fillinger is as great a drop-off from Bishop to Richie. You know what I mean?
However, you say that, just today, Whittingham said they had more guys banged up, and we're going to see even more guys on Saturday that have not played yet this season.
Yeah, did you hear him say that? He goes, we got banged up in this game.
Can you believe that?
No.
And he said, I think he used the word guarantee there'll be, he goes, I think we'll have some other guys are going to get their opportunity. He said that up at the start of the presser. Then kind of the back end of it, he goes, he reiterated the very same thing he said. And then he goes, I guarantee then some guys are going to be
How
playing.
Do we have players still that we haven't seen so play
that,
yet?
That worries me, I got to say.
The fact that we have an opportunity, the fact we have an opportunity to end this season 8-4. I mean, think about it. Considering, look, man. Injuries, I get it. Everyone has blah, blah, blah. When your entire starting 22 and then half of your second string, I mean, the list is like...
It's 32 guys that significant starters.
Players.
32 starters that have missed
multiple games.
This season.
And we have a chance to finish 8-4. It's quite remarkable, actually.
It is Colorado. That's the only... It does give me a lot of hope.
I know, but still.
But it was ugly. Props to Arizona. They kicked our butt. Yeah. The only thing that... Here's the one thing I would say. I had some couple Arizona guys come after me, and you can even... Jed Fish was saying
they don't have fans.
How did he say it? Something about we actually won the Pac-12 South.
I love that.
And now it's changed. And I thought
seen that quote.
Oh, just back off.
That's stupid.
We have beat Arizona 6 in a row.
You beat us one time. Okay, in the last
they finally
7 years.
Beat us.
Congratulations.
Props. You have a good team. I'm not saying it's not good. You did well. They beat us. They took us out. We weren't at the top of our game. Things happen. Hey,
you guys beat us.
So
good for you.
We're 7-1
for the first time in my daughter's entire life.
They
beat us.
Okay, so that's
sometimes
reality.
Sometimes teams
too.
Get really excited when that happens. Jeez.
If I was
it
them,
is
though.
Amazing the amount of all of a sudden Arizona fans that have like emerged from their cocoons.
Would it look though? Let me say
they haven't
this.
Had anything to cheer about till this.
I understand it.
I get it too.
Because look, it's interesting how some teams can dominate other teams. For instance, we dominate recently USC. That's a fact. 4 in a row. It's just kind of, we've beat them 4 in a row. Oregon, we're kind of balanced. They had our number. Then we won a couple of games. And then they blew us out this year. Washington's the team that we can't.
They're tough, man.
We don't get through them.
Washington has...
I don't know what the record is, but you look at
they've
it.
They've dominated
Utah, our series with them. So it's weird how certain teams, you know, kind of beat up on each other. But Arizona, if I was them and I played a team that had just won the championship the last 2 years...
I'd celebrate.
And we hadn't beat them for six times in a row.
Yeah.
Probably since Rich Rod left or whatever it was.
Probably.
Rod.
Remember him?
I loved
Nut Job.
I loved him.
I loved watching his eyes just burst out.
He's going to have like an aneurysm.
Every game, an aneurysm. So, yeah, I get it. I understand
it.
But just back off.
And yes, they did rush the field. Waltz.
I would rush
good
it.
Good for them.
I know, but come on.
That's a compliment.
They were supposed to win.
I get it.
No,
but I look, I get it. Good for you guys.
Okay, can I just get your opinion on this?
Yeah.
Okay. What is there? There's a less than minute left. Delara comes into the game, and they call up and throw a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown. Does it bug you or not? Does that? I know what Witt said, and I know what Scally said. Those guys are top notch, first class guys.
What are they also going to say?
And well, they could have whined, but they didn't.
They could have been Lincoln and whined.
They didn't whine.
A little
bit. They said, "Hey, we were supposed to stop them." They're just classy guys.
Arizona is going to the Big 12, by the way, Tony.
Does it bother you?
Yeah, it does. It bothers me because the game was over, and I've heard a lot of people be like, well, you did the same thing against Arizona State. No.
No.
We didn't. The game had, 8 seconds left.
We ran the ball for like a half.
We ran the ball for an entire half. Watch the damn game. We did not run the score up on Arizona State. It's not the same thing. And yeah, we scored with, I don't know, 8 seconds left because...
Late.
It was going to be fourth down, and if we didn't get the first down, then we got to bring our defense. But the whole thing, this is totally different.
No, this...
Now, all that being said, I'm not dumb enough to be butthurt about it and just whatever. But winning hand doesn't forget things like this. I will say, though, when Fish doesn't care because he's going to Texas A&M, so he doesn't care.
If I'm
Texas A&M.
I've heard he would be a good one to snag up there. He really would be.
Yeah, we ran the ball.
That's different when the game's over. Take a knee and the game's over.
It's fine. I do the same thing on Madden. You know, it's fine.
It bugged me. It bugged me when we were watching it. Their explanation is they wanted to let Dallara throw it. Okay. And yes, we're supposed to stop it. I get that. We should have stopped it. But at the same time, you just...
Push league, man.
You don't need to do it. But yeah, I'm not going to like harp on it.
Yeah, I don't worry about it. I just thought it was cheap.
Whatever.
And no, it's not the same thing Utah does. I've never seen Whittingham. I mean, I guess Whittingham did do an onside kick against Wyoming that one time.
That was the start of the second half.
Yeah, that was the one time Whittingham.
But it was because their coach
was a little salty.
Because their coach had chirped, and Whittingham went, all right. But hey, look, you guys beat us. Good job.
All's fair in love and
NIL.
Yeah, I guess so. Have y'all? So, Rose.
Whittingham's not going to A&M.
Yeah.
0.00% chance.
Whittingham has been offered, I'm sure, many, many, many places. He's not leaving.
Tennessee came after Whittingham hard, if you remember that. What?
UCLA came after.
I guarantee that big.
SC was considering.
SC has. There are big name programs that have come after him. And he's not, especially at this point of his life. He's 63.
No, he's not going.
He's not going.
So, okay.
But Jed Fish, I could see that, and that would be actually really good hire.
I'll just say this. I think he's a great coach. I like him a lot. I said this last year.
He came from Miami, didn't he? Was he in the OC?
I'm not sure where he came from.
Someone will correct me.
He was putting Arizona on the right trajectory, and he even said he wants to be like Utah, and I feel like they have done that. Arizona, though, it's Arizona. You can go to freaking Texas A&M and
we'll see, man.
If he does this at Texas A&M, he can repeat this at Texas A&M. There's no question about it. Oh my gosh,
There's got to be a few guys that will say no before he's the guy.
I mean, there's like two or three guys, but those other guys already probably have better jobs in Arizona.
Urban,
is he going to come out of retirement and go there?
Hey, can I speak to Urban? This is Texas A&M. Hey, Herb.
We'll give you $500 million.
$100 million for 5 years. Are you in?
$100 million. They're going to give him $100 million a year.
Yeah, signing bonus. I'll give you.
This dude's 77
okay.
million to go away.
Yeah, I'll be there because my guys who coach with me are already there.
Okay. Urban, yes. I would actually love to see that. Wouldn't you?
Wait a minute. Feinbaum showed Witt some love today.
So Feinbaum said two things that I agree with today.
You need to go see a doctor.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
I got to see what Pencil Neck had to say.
Because Feinbaum was
Feinbaum
bashing all over Lincoln Riley today. So that would be weird if I agreed with two things.
Feinbaum did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to look that stuff up tonight. Yeah, Feinbaum's trash. I don't like him. He's an idiot. I guarantee that guy runs a, 50-second 40. And he bench presses 35 pounds.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him?
How much could you bench press, do you think?
Well, I guarantee it's more than 35 pounds. I bet I can get to 40.
Ooh, 40. Oh, God.
All right, okay, let's get to Colorado.
On. Yeah, we've got our last.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm so depressed.
Jeez.
I'm like legit.
The last game of the year. I can't believe it.
I'm fighting off depression.
As far as the regular season, but yeah.
Because it's... You just wait all year, all spring, and you go through summer, and then it's July, August, and then all of a sudden it's freaking over. It's Thanksgiving and it's over.
Did you watch? So I'm talking about Colorado.
It's true. Steve's right. I don't think you could. The bar weighs 45 pounds.
I could raise the bar,
just the
Steve.
Bar.
You think so?
The bar, yeah.
I've seen people struggle with the bar. They're usually women that are like 100 pounds, but.
Did you people watch the Washington State Colorado game?
Of course I did.
Okay.
It was Friday night, too. It was great.
Friday night, yeah. Colorado.
Colorado?
The wheels fell off.
Scraping the bottom. Now, I have no mercy for it. I love it. Yeah, I hope we can blow them out. I hope we can do this because, you know, we have experience from the start of the year, some things we said, and we got attacked for it. Well, as it's played out, they've won one game in conference, and they've beat three teams that are not even bowl eligible. So
that's crazy.
But watching that game with Washington State, Colorado, it's like what? It's like they quit.
They
quit.
Well, Shador left.
He quit.
In the, second quarter?
Second quarter.
He didn't play the whole second half. He got hurt, which you two think he's maybe not as hurt.
I think he got
hurt.
Cold and got hit and went, I got no offensive line.
He went,
line.
Dad,
I'm
I got to get off the
well,
field.
Dude's been sacked over 50 times this season.
Yeah, he's been hit more than
so
anybody.
I think he probably is hurt. I don't know if he's playing on Saturday. We don't know yet.
Nothing's been said, but would you be surprised if he doesn't play?
No, I bet he doesn't play, actually.
I'm kind of with you, Bryn. The line
you
is
wanna
like,
you want to come to Sac Lake City? I'm really sad Ellis
isn't
playing.
Yeah, I would.
Playing.
I want to play.
See, that's why I'm sad that Ellis is out, because I wanted him to be able to sack Shador, and I want him to hit that record. It's 60 sacks in a season.
I know, he's so close.
And he's so close. Hey, maybe some of our like third, fourth stream guys will do it, but
it's crazy. He's been hit so many times. And
so many what? Times.
Oh, Gary.
I
don't know. Here's my thing with Colorado.
I don't think they're, I don't, their O-line is bad. Their defense is bad.
They have the, 96 ranked rushing defense.
They are the most penalized team in all of college football.
Isn't that crazy?
The most penalized team. Think of it.
That doesn't surprise me.
It surprises me a little bit.
It does. I feel like they're so undisciplined.
Yeah, I know. But that takes effort to be that
to
penalized.
To be the most penalized.
It almost is like it's like a cultural thing of
that's
like
what it is.
We just like have certain. I don't know. It's weird to be the most penalized team in all of college football.
I just feel like any team that declares themselves national champions in the month of September is going to be a bust. Because the
who are you talking about, Bryn?
Colorado, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And there's other.
I know of only one other program in the nation.
There's other ones that do that.
Yeah.
Because
well,
the great teams know it's a long season. And there's a lot of stuff that can still happen. And a lot of stuff you got to get through. And the really, really, really great teams won't ever look past one game.
I know.
And look what's happened to Colorado. They were the national champions in September. And like you said, Gary, anybody that said anything about Colorado, you were told that your life should end and you're a horrible racist person, ourselves included.
We got destroyed.
Now.
Did we? I don't remember it.
Oh, you remember it. These people don't have any idea what went on.
You know, it was so ridiculous that it was all if you're just saying, well, I don't think they're going to win a national championship. And then suddenly you're told that you should die and you should lose your job and you should blah, 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 blah. And here we are where they're not bowl eligible. If we beat them, then they win one conference game. It's whatever.
I'm not sure how we talk about the matchup. There's not much. I don't want to talk much about it. I will say, though, Shador, I've watched enough of their games or parts of their games. The guy's dangerous. They have dangerous players.
He's very talented. He is very talented.
Okay, so we have to play good if we're going to win.
100%. We could lose this game if we don't show up. If the first quarter team shows up,
they're going to
lose this game.
Unbelievably. So
I'm just saying it.
I know.
And injuries, that what Witt said today,
I know that we have more guys banged up.
That worries me.
However,
they're coming here.
It's going to be 9
degrees.
They
have one conference game. If we can smack them early, they'll fold up.
I think you're right. That's what Washington State did. Washington State, this was not the Washington State that started the season 4-0. They had lost 6 straight games. So this wasn't that game was to who was the worst team in the conference.
Right.
That's what that game was.
They both have lost the last 6 games or something like that.
And then Washington showed up, smacked them around for the first quarter, and you're exactly right. Colorado just went, I don't want any part of this, and that was it.
Right now, the forecast for Saturday, the high is only 34 degrees.
Bring it on, baby.
That's really cold.
That's cold.
But not raining or anything like that.
Wear the appropriate clothing.
But, golly, I
and
hope
be
we
there.
Beat them.
Come on, last game.
That's the big thing.
Oh, sorry. An ad.
It's the last game. It's senior day. There are a decent number of seniors that are going to be walking.
Yeah.
That's how I always feel about games like this. It's tough when it's not you have to win this game to get into the Pac-12 championship game, right?
Yeah.
When it's win or lose, we're going to a bowl game. Win or lose, it's not really going to affect a whole lot. But show up.
But hey, it's 1 p.m., you know, Thanksgiving weekend. You should be home. No work unless you work retail, which then I'm sorry about that. But kids don't have sporting events, blah, blah, blah. There's no excuses, Utah fans. Just be there. It's our last game.
It's our last game. So we fell out of the top 25 in the AP. We'll find out tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right.
I bet we fall out.
We will, and rightfully
okay,
so.
Okay, but out of the AP, does it have any feelings on that?
It's sad because it's like the first time in the last few years.
We can jump back in possibly, but...
Oh, well.
Maybe. I mean, it's tough when... Look who you lost to.
Yeah, well, that's no. I don't care.
Okay, I understand
that. I don't
that.
Care about that.
But it's not like, you know, we didn't lose to, I don't even know.
ANSU.
Okay, let's just say that if you lose to Arizona State, you go, okay. Every single one of our losses is a top 15 program right now. But all that being said, it doesn't surprise
me. I'm not surprised we fell out.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I think we should have been 25 or something like that.
I thought maybe we'd hold on to 25.
But I get it.
But if we win this week, we'll be 25.
I don't know.
Something like that.
To beat Colorado, that's not.
We need to kill him.
But then you.
What's the line? 20? Did I see someone say 21?
Last I saw it was 18.
Dude, that's a lot of points,
if it's
man.
It's 18. I'm with you. I feel like 18 is a huge
spread. That's massive.
Spread. That feels
in
like.
In the betting world?
21 and a half.
Oh, jeez.
That's crazy. That feels like Vegas knows that Shador is not playing. Doesn't that scream that?
It seems like a lot.
That is a ton of. If it had come out and it was like 11 and a half.
Our offense can't score very
our
much.
Offense is gonna, our offense.
They'll do fine.
I honestly think our offense will be all right. Yeah. Don't turn the ball over in the red zone and do stupid stuff and get and kicks blocked. And if the D comes with some energy,
If the offense that played against USC shows up, because USC doesn't have a good defense.
And ASU.
So obviously, ASU and the first half against Washington, those offenses show up. Great. If it's the first half of Arizona,
we're in trouble.
It could be ugly. It could be an ugly, ugly game. So,
all right, give us predictions. Let's throw it out for it. What do you got? What do you think?
I hate doing it.
God, I don't even know. Okay, I'll go first, so I'll give you time to think. I just threw that out in the atmosphere, but I'm going. It's going to be 35-21, Utah. That's my prediction. 35-21.
I'm going big.
Oh, Brian, I'm going to go out of the shell tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go 48-24.
What?
Utah.
Oh, I hope you're right.
48-24.
Feeling it? Inspiration?
Yeah, let's do it.
38-17, Utah. I think it's a big spread. I think Utah comes to play. I think it'll be energy. I genuinely think the Cam news will play a factor. I think the team gets hyped behind that.
It's senior day.
I was surprised by Witt's attitude during his press conference. He was in a great mood. Right?
Yeah, but he was agitated.
I know, but he
was edgy, don't you think?
He was edgy, but I feel like that goes into the locker room, and it's like, let's go freaking win another game. We still have
they're not
game.
Happy about it. I guess that's what I'm saying. You can tell. They're not happy with what happened.
Also
maybe
true.
That's it.
Yeah.
They said he sounded defeated after Washington.
Yes.
Very much so. And then I feel like we kind of played that way.
There was an edge to
it. I think now maybe it's just they're pissed, and so let's do it. And let's, you know, let's beat Colorado because they need to be beat. Man.
Here's the thing about Colorado, though. What do they have to play for?
Oh, cool.
Nothing. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
How much heart do these guys have?
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like, but they're going to come to try to beat Utah at Utah. But if we can start imposing our will.
If Utah can get up early, just like we did against ANSU, and just by the first quarter, it's over. Then you roll.
Then I think we can roll. But all right.
Okay.
Well, did you watch the Washington Oregon State game?
That game was so good. The Pac-12's had probably two of the best games of college football this year.
Yeah, and Washington's been in
both. Washington's been in both. That game was so dang entertaining. I loved it.
Pouring rain.
That rain.
Cold. Oh, freezing cold.
The rain was just relentless. No, but can you imagine having to sit there? Nope.
And I didn't have to because I was in my warm basement.
I've got rain gear. Yeah. It wouldn't matter to me.
But rain gear doesn't... It's not going to work when it's pouring like that for 3 hours.
Gary's does.
Mine does. You just,
Gary's is built what, for, what point, is built for ranchers. Smart enough
to get it?
What shoes do you have that would not get wet in that kind of rain for 3.5 hours?
Get ready, people.
They're called waterproof.
Wait, no. Say that again.
Waterproof.
Waterproof.
Jeez. Waterproof, Brett.
Are they like waders? Because I bet the stands had puddles of...
My feet don't get wet. Get the right gear.
I have good gear.
I mean, how many years in a row do you have to learn you're going to have one game a year?
I have good gear. I'm saying
one game
that kind of rain was relentless. Anyways, the game was amazing.
The game was so fun.
Look, I've been thinking about this. Rose.
Want us to quit?
What's the phrase tonight, Rose? That you take a shot every time Gary says it.
I did see that, Texas Mike.
Oh, that was gross.
It was so gross.
No, I was thinking about it. We kept saying the beginning of this season, there's no way a Pac-12 team's going to make it through this year undefeated.
Wrong.
I never, ever thought someone would. And now you have Washington's undefeated. And then Oregon, who's basically undefeated because their only loss is to the undefeated team. I'm shocked, actually, that both of them have made it through with that kind of record, it's sweet.
So what? Let me go back here. I want to ask you a question on that. So 2 points, then we'll move on to these other games that are upcoming. So the Washington-Oregon State game, I know people try to criticize Washington in that they're not blowing people out and whatever, but they're winning games, under certain circumstances. So they're on the road against a really good Oregon State team. Pouring rain.
Which favors Oregon State, by the way.
Because they ran the ball. Mm-hmm. Great game. Here's the 2 points. So Oregon State, fourth quarter, had the ball. They ran. How many minutes did they run off? 8?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They had the game. They had it. If they take the clock. It was Utah ball.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was they ran all the clock. And then, boom, they got stopped.
Didn't score.
Okay.
Didn't score.
And so they had their timeouts. Washington needed to get what? One first down, was it?
I think so.
I think it was just one. I don't know if it was two. But anyway, I think it was just one. It's third down.
And pretty far.
Yeah, it wasn't like a yard. And, I mean, the play, Odunze and Penix, Odunze was covered, yeah, man.
The guy was all over him.
The guy was on him. And Penix launched a missile. And the dude, it just velcroed. That first pass, down game. I thought,
His pass.
He is so
I was
fun
impressed
to watch.
With that. And the game set and match.
In an absolute downpour, freezing cold. And that's the play they call. It was my best guys against your guys.
Yeah, if you can stop it. Yeah.
You can stop it, great. And it was an absolute missile. And just, like, I didn't even move.
No.
First down, game over.
The thing that's crazy with Penix, too, sometimes
he's so good.
He's throwing across his body to the other side of the field, and it's still as powerful as when he's throwing to his strong side. He's
good game.
He's unbelievable, but.
And Washington won. So, hey, 10-0.
11.
It's crazy.
11-0, because he only got one game.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah,
11-0.
That was right. They were 10-0.
And they have the Apple Cup this weekend.
Okay, well. So let me get your feelings. Oregon State. This is massive.
A huge Oregon.
It's
has
at Altman Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in.
Yes, it is. So that's
okay.
Advantage Oregon
wins.
Right there.
Oregon wins.
Oregon State. So tell me if I'm wrong. So Arizona plays
Arizona State.
If Arizona wins, Oregon loses.
Arizona's in.
Arizona in the goes to the championship.
The Pac-12 South champs make it to the championship game.
I can't mentally comprehend.
Does Oregon beat Oregon State?
Yeah, they beat them by 10 points.
Oh, I think I'd beat them more than that personally.
I do. I really hope so. I hope it doesn't have some weird thing where Oregon blows it. I don't think they will.
Last year,
I needed them to last year. This year, I want them to win.
That's the thing is Oregon. The last few years has always had that where they like blow a game that they really needed to win. I don't see it happening this year, though. I just think they're too stacked.
It's at Autzen. Oregon's yeah. too good. Oregon knows what's on the line.
Please, Oregon, I want you in the championship. I do
CFP, it's all on the line.
It's all on the line.
They're I don't want Arizona in the Washington's championship.
Washington's in.
Yeah, they've they're clinched
in the
it.
Pac, so here it is with Washington. They're in the Pac-12 championship game already, even if they lose.
Yeah.
But their sights...
Yeah, they've got bigger sights.
...are on the Final Four, mm-hmm. the college football playoff. So they want to beat Washington State. They, you know...
And they will.
And so they've got a lot to play for, too. Oregon... Yeah, it's a must win,
and it's a big rivalry. Living in Oregon, it's yeah. not, I mean it's not the biggest rivalry I've been around, but it's pretty good.
It's one of those games Civil where War, it's baby. Like you don't know freaky things happen. Yeah. Like last, but
oh my god,
my lid was on that.
Like last year,
what if my lid hadn't been on that?
Why don't you flail around a little more?
You know what? Add spice to the show. You guys are boring.
Jeez.
All right. Anyway, what I'm gonna say. Is
oh my gosh,
that game's on Friday night, by the way.
Yes, 8:30 Oregon
Friday
State.
Night, so don't miss like, it.
What's the weather? Hey, are Oregon people, what's yeah. the weather going to be on Friday night?
That I still can't,
it's got to be rain.
The rain that happened on that game.
Flush, what is it? Rain on, is it going to rain Friday night?
I hope Oregon, you know, I would pick Oregon.
I'm picking Oregon.
Arizona, they'll beat ANSU.
And Washington, we're going to beat Washington.
State. Yeah.
I think it lines yeah. up exactly that way. And okay. then you've got the rematch in the championship game.
So now the championship game. So is that what everyone's feeling, Oregon, Washington?
I would love it. Yeah.
No rain, 47 degrees. Even
Oh, shoot, man.
Even that late Sounds at night, though? Nice. That can't be right.
Wow.
It's only Monday. Things can change. But
that'll be nice.
Yeah, Pac-12 championship.
So here it is. If Oregon and Washington are playing each other, at least a couple of us are going to probably try to come to the game.
Yeah. I want to go
see. I
want to
be there. Look for me in my Utah gear, but I'll probably be there.
We'll wear red. But and by the way, we do have a bunch of tickets for sale. If anyone is interested, DM us. You can buy them directly through us.
$1,000 a piece.
Then you don't have to pay all the fees.
Yeah, that's the thing. So you buy it from us, and then you don't have to pay. I went to the Sharks game, and it was, you know, $20 to get in. They were essentially giving tickets away. But if I bought them on StubHub, it was like $39 because of all the fees and all the crap. So if you, in all seriousness, if you're looking to go, let us know, because we do have tickets, and we'll just send them to you and you avoid all the fees.
Yeah, I want to, if it's Oregon, Washington, yeah, I'm going to go. If it's Washington, Arizona, screw that. I'm not going to that.
Could be a good game, though, actually.
I don't care. I'm not going.
I'm not going, but it could be a good game.
All right. I'm not going to read the coach's poll.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because here's what I want to do.
That's fine. You don't need to.
It's not the coach. Is that what it was? Is that the AP?
AP.
Whatever it is. So give me, here's what we're going to do. If you are the CFP committee, give me your top four in order as of today, not what you as of right now, and who are the next two teams, so five and six, top four in order, and then five and six. If you were the dictator of the
oh, I'd love
college
to be
football,
the dictator of college football.
They are,
it sounds like a great title.
It's all they
committee
are.
Bryn, who would your
yeah Bryn, you go first.
Who would you beat?
Okay, I'll go Georgia, Ohio State, Washington, Oregon.
You have back-to-back Pac-12
teams. Wait a minute. So those are your four.
Those are my four.
Wait a minute. Georgia,
Ohio State, Washington, Oregon, Michigan.
Say it.
Six. I'm not saying freaking Alabama. There is no
but
way.
They are.
I mean, Florida State, I'll put them there right now because of their record. You know, is so unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate, but it's football, man.
His injury.
Who did you say? Who's six?
She hasn't said
yet. I said Florida State.
Oh.
So Jordan Travis busted his leg.
He's done. He's done. His career's done. I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. Ugh, it was so gnarly, too.
I couldn't watch it, so I didn't. But I hope.
Is my list acceptable to you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not, apparently. It's okay, not bad. You go.
What do you mean?
No, let him go.
He's giving me the look.
I'm not giving you the evil eye.
Yes, he is.
Go, Gary.
Okay. So I go Georgia and Ohio State.
Yeah.
So it's the same as you. After that, I would put Washington and Oregon.
In what order?
I would go in that order. Washington, Oregon. And then I would have and then I would have Michigan, and then I'd have Alabama. Michigan, I get that they're a good team, but their offense has been horrible.
Offense is so bad.
Last couple of games. I'm not impressed. I don't think they threw the ball in that second half against Penn State. I'm just not impressed with it. So, yeah, okay, I'm biased. But why not? Everyone else is biased for Michigan, but their offense hasn't showed me anything. So I don't think they should be in the top four. When I watch Oregon play, particularly now, dude, yeah, they're rolling. Both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And Washington, man, they got that offense and they got Penix. So yeah, I'd put those two in there so there you go. My two out of it is Michigan, Alabama. Alabama, I get. They lost to Texas. They didn't look good up front, but if you watch them now,
they look really good right now.
Okay. The ship has been righted. That QB, Milroy. Is that it?
Milroy. Isn't it Milroy? No. That doesn't even sound right either.
Gilroy. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now.
Kilroy?
No.
No.
You've messed up my brain now.
We'll
I can't
get it.
Think
anyway, they're good.
Say.
They're good. I that's how I would Florida.
Yeah, Milroy, I was right. As always.
Florida State, I would still not have them in the top four, even with Jordan Travis. I'd have them like five or something. So, but you have to be realistic. The guy was the hub of it all. And when he's not there,
I'm with you. I didn't think Florida State should be in the top four even with
him. Milroy, Gordon.
Milroy. Like Barry?
It's not Milroy.
It's Milroy is what they're all saying.
Google it.
Milroy.
Exactly.
Who cares?
It's exactly what we said.
Swami, swappy, slammy.
Okay.
Samsonite.
It's Alabama.
Gimme.
Okay, give us yours.
You're six.
Right. So mine's similar, but it's different. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2. I put Oregon 3. I get the head-to-head. I understand
that. Yeah,
I get it. I watched that game.
But he's the dictator of college football, so he can do whatever he wants.
Or at this, and we're talking this point, right?
Yeah,
this
today.
Oregon is playing better football than Washington. I'll just say that. Okay? Then I put Michigan. Then I have Washington at 5.
Oh, come on!
Washington at 5, and then Alabama at 6.
He's the one that's wrong.
He's the one that's wrong tonight.
Oh, look.
His list is wrong.
Washington, they have won the games that they were supposed to win.
They're undefeated, man.
I get it. They have looked very unimpressive, okay? They
11-0?
They almost lose to ANSU.
Almost.
They almost lose to us.
It to him, chat.
Get out of here. I'll kick you guys all out. I have the computer.
He's the dictator.
I'm the dictator. Michigan, I'm with you. Michigan looks, their defense is
good,
phenomenal.
But,
but their offense has like 19 passing yards in the last three games combined or something. And then Alabama, as much as it pains me, they lost to Texas, but much like Oregon since the loss, they look really good. And I'm just going to tell everybody, get yourselves ready for Georgia and Alabama both being in the playoff. Just get your mind right.
Don't get ahead of yourself here.
I'm just saying it. Get your mind right.
No.
Get your mind right for it being Georgia. Now that Florida State, though, now that they're out, it does free some things up a little bit. But it frees things up for Alabama to be slotted right in.
Yeah, but they'd have to jump.
Well, the big question.
They will.
The big question that will be answered this weekend is
Michigan, Ohio State,
Michigan.
Who wins it, Gary?
Ohio State wins the game. Ohio State beats Michigan.
Okay, but John, Georgia and Bama, Bama's not going to be in the championship game. Bama's not playing in the SEC championship game.
What do you mean? Yes, they are.
I thought they were eliminated. I thought that Georgia was...
No, it's already been
set. That's right.
Alabama and Georgia's are playing each other.
But like, it's not going to matter. They've already proven it.
That was already decided like a few weeks ago.
That's not a couple weeks ago.
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Yeah, it's not this weekend.
Right.
But they could lose.
No, I think like they've already clinched that they're playing each other.
No, but what I mean is they don't play each other this weekend. It's like...
Right.
But,
well, because it's the SEC. They play their garbage teams in November.
I know. They're going to play each other. It'll be a close game. And the committee's going to go, they're both so good. And they'll put them both in. What's going to happen?
No. Depends.
It's the SEC.
Okay. What?
Saying.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio State.
That game's on it. It's like 10 a.m. Mountain time, right? I know. I hate that because it's going to be ending right as our game's starting. Ohio State wins.
So we all pick an Ohio State.
All right, I'll go contrary. I'll say Michigan.
Okay, go for it because you love Michigan.
That's stupid. It's not just to go contrary.
Sure it is.
No, he likes Michigan.
I don't like Michigan. Uh-huh. I tolerate Michigan.
Oh, gosh.
There are people that think that I like Michigan. I don't.
All right.
I like him more than Ohio State. Give me your top.
No, I think it's at Michigan. Isn't it? It's in the Big House, right?
Oh, then Michigan's going to win, baby. Go blue.
But Harbaugh can't be there.
It doesn't matter. He coaches the entire week except it.
That's the thing. It's so dumb.
And to be honest, would you be surprised if you found out
John's
that he
got Ohio State, Georgia, Washington, or Yeah.
I'm just.
Oregon can't beat Georgia or Ohio State. Well, I beg to differ.
I disagree with that. Yeah, I think that Oregon could beat somebody.
Oregon could beat Ohio State.
And yeah,
it's true. If say FSU, Florida State,
Colorado for the college football playoff
doesn't lose, then it gets. They play Florida this week.
Okay, but say this.
Florida.
Chokorama.
Florida fans, my gosh.
Hypothetical. Let's say Bama beats Georgia in the SEC championship.
Yeah, then
game.
They put both of them in.
Then they put both of them in.
The playoffs.
Because it'll be Georgia's first loss all year. They're back
to back. They would be four. That means then Bama would have to jump them.
It would be like Ohio State.
Depends where Bama is this week. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Now that Florida State is out of it, it gives Bama an opportunity to come up one more spot. And then with Michigan, Ohio State playing, one of those is out. With Oregon, Washington out, one of those are out. Bama gets slotted in there. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
I've seen this script enough.
Okay.
We know.
I'm with you, Flesh. Ohio State hasn't been that impressive either. I'm going Michigan for the win.
Good for you. All right, give me your top four or five right now who you think.
Five?
That's a lot.
Okay, four. I'm sorry that your little brain can't get up there.
Wow, he's so aggressive tonight. Georgia, Oregon. That would be sweet, actually. I think Georgia would beat him, but dang, that'd be fun.
I don't know. Heisman. You give me your top Heisman picks right now. I've seen a lot on.
Can I just give you my social media? My one pick who I want to win at this point? Can I just give you one?
Can't you give a few?
The few is Nix, Penix, Daniels. There isn't a third. And I want Nix to win. Bo Nix. I've switched.
Well, there's Marvin Harrison Jr.
No. You know that.
He's not going to win it.
He's not going to win it. And I saw a stat. I don't have it in front of me. That the Oregon wide receiver actually has better stats than Marvin Harrison Jr.
She's calling you out for your misogyny going on over here.
What did I say?
I don't even know.
Who's calling me out?
Just Rose.
Hey, Texas Mike.
Sorry.
Will Kayla be invited?
Don't be so sensitive.
Galt, stop.
Don't be so sensitive.
Sorry, Texas Mike. No, Caleb's not even on the short list.
He's like, yeah. He's on.
When's the next time Caleb has a press conference? Go.
Never.
Okay.
Okay. What do you got, James? If you were to Heisman it.
Me, it's Bo Nix. Especially if these next two games.
I'm talking about today.
I can say whatever the hell I want, Gary.
Because what?
God, Gary rules. It's the Gary rules of the show.
Talk about the dictator.
I want Bo Nix. And Gary goes, you have to say it like this. You have to put it in this order.
Didn't I ask what would be today?
Bo Nix.
I just Get me out of here.
What?
Oh. Bo Nix. That's the answer.
Who cares if he's 35 years old?
This push for Daniels is kind of starting to bug me.
It bugs me because I feel like they're putting it out there so much that
yes.
that's because they want it to happen.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, it pisses me off, that, actually.
That's publicity.
All the national guys are now, everyone, Daniels, have you seen Daniels? Daniels deserves it. Daniels. No.
They left
him in the Georgia State game the whole time.
So he'd have 800 yards passing against Georgia State. If Oregon had played Georgia State this weekend.
And Bo Nix stayed in the entire game.
Yeah, he probably would have done the
same.
He'd have 1,000 yards.
So that does bug me.
It bugs me because, yeah, it's like you haven't heard of Daniels the entire season and then suddenly we're 2 weeks before the votes and all of that and every national person is talking about Daniels. No, it's Bo Nix or it's Penix. It's those two and that's it.
I'll say I like when
can I just add, I'm with you both of you. Right now, I'd go Bo Nix, Penix, Daniels. And one of the main reasons, it's just not pure stats running up the numbers, is LSU, I think, is 7-3.
They got three losses.
And so it should matter that your team,
yes,
under all sorts of circumstances, and the Pac-12, top to bottom, is better than any other league. And yeah, Washington is undefeated, and Oregon has one loss, and it's only to Washington.
To the undefeated.
And it was at the last, like the last, almost last play of the game. Well, it wasn't the last.
It was.
It was. They missed a field goal to lose the game.
So, yeah, when your teams are that good and it surrounds you, then that should have a lot of weight. So I go, right now I go Bo Nix and Penix, but I could handle Penix because I've been on his bandwagon the whole season.
Yeah, you have. Mm-hmm. I'll say this, though. And I think it was Texas Mike. Yeah. He says it'll probably be Daniels or Marvin Harrison Jr.
That would not, no way, man.
SEC bias, Big Ten bias. Neither one of them have the pedigree or the record. And look, Ohio State's very, very good. Harrison doesn't even have the best stats of a receiver in the country. So it should be Bo Nix.
He's not in the conversation.
And I think Bo Nix is gonna have a great week. This week, they'll be in the championship game, and I think he's the guy.
The winner of that game should be the Heisman, probably, if they're both in.
Hey, look, and if I'll say that. If Penix comes out and beats Oregon a second time,
yeah,
100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, but
it's
got to be.
Oregon, don't screw this up.
It's got to be one of those two.
Okay, we're going to get into this probably in the next couple of weeks, but I saw it today, so I'm going to bring it up. Just to throw it out there, that it's out in the atmosphere that USC is fishing for Scally.
The rumor mill, I love it.
Go for it.
The gossip.
I'm sure we're going to revisit this. Is Scally going to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is he going to leave?
He stays.
Why?
First of all, if USC's trying to poach him, I mean, I don't blame him. But I don't see Scally. I think Scally has zero respect for Lincoln Riley. I don't think he'd go work for Lincoln Riley.
Okay, then take that out of it. Say another big program came and said, we'll give you more money than at Utah.
I think Scally is staying here for the head coaching job. I hope something has been promised him. We would be very smart to do that. Because I would imagine this is not the first time Scally has been approached by other teams. And actually, I don't imagine that. I know that. So he's a Utah guy. I think he wants to stay here. I really hope we are doing everything we can to keep him. It'd be a huge mistake for us to let him go. I don't see him leaving.
I mean, Lincoln Riley did say this is USC. You're going to have a chance to hire just about anybody you want. He's not going. He's not going.
Okay, I would just... Oh, all right. I'm with you. I feel like he would maintain the Utah culture.
Yeah.
I think he's his own guy. And I don't know if the offensive system would be the same. None of that, but as far as like the Utah culture, which is a national brand, Scally, I think, would keep it and bring those same kind of dudes in.
100%.
And all of that.
Just continue it.
it worries me, and I must admit, it worries me that Harlan, things haven't been said or promised, that it's a little, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. It's been conversations that the public doesn't know.
Okay.
I sure
what I'm saying,
so.
It worries me that Harlan hasn't done that, and therefore, if someone comes along with a big name and big money, he may go, you know, yeah, I think I'm going to give it a shot elsewhere.
Here's the thing. So I'm with you. I feel like there has to be some sort of, listen, if it's true, if the rumors are true, and USC came to him and said, we want, there has to be some sort of, you are the next head coach at Utah in X years, in 2 years, in whatever it is.
I don't think they'll give him years. I don't think Witt will give him years.
But that's a problem then, because how long, I thought Whittingham would have retired by this point, honestly. And so how long does Scally stay in that role, stay in that? When a team like USC comes calling, he goes to USC, does what he does here, he's a head coach in a year. So that part does scare me. I don't think he leaves. Would I blame him if he left? No.
No, and Rose made a good point about with what USC is right now, Scally is smart enough to know that if he goes in there, he's not fixing the problems that are happening at USC right now. The problem with USC right now is bigger than just bringing in one defensive coordinator. Do it.
USC, yeah! How to lose to Utah! Kenneth Williams, this is only a four. Let's go.
It is. No, again, I just hope we are being smart enough to keep him around. I think Witt only has maybe a few more years left. So
most, yeah. Who knows? But
it's CP3, all rumors.
Yeah, he got offered UNLV. That's
no,
being
I
the
think
defensive coordinator at Utah is better than being the head coach at
probably
UNLV.
Probably been offered.
All right.
More than we even know, I
we'll
would
revisit
guess.
This, no, but look, I am sure.
It is USC. I'm just, I don't think he goes. Would not shock me if he left. I'll just say that.
Sort of would for me in a way.
It would.
I think he's hung around because he wants. Okay, any final Utah. Thoughts coming into Colorado before we.
Be there. Show up. Be on time.
Yeah, it's senior day.
It's
you
senior
need to
day.
Be on time so we can celebrate these guys.
Let's celebrate them. Let's be loud. The must. Please show up.
Give your tickets away. That's the problem. It's Thanksgiving, so students aren't there.
Students aren't there, and people are out of town. That's a big one.
So like give your tickets away.
Yeah, give them away. If you can't find anybody, let us know. We can give them away for you.
Any last thoughts on the game?
That is my last thoughts. Be there.
Let's get out of here. I'm done with him tonight.
Gary
let's
is,
go. Jeez.
What was wrong with that?
Just push the button.
He needs some turkey and pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay, I got it. It is Thanksgiving.
Gosh,
here's my question. No. Shh.
All right.
Here, Thanksgiving related. Build your Thanksgiving plate, your ideal Thanksgiving plate.
And then dessert.
And then dessert. Go. Also, don't just say turkey. Light meat or dark meat?
I'm light meat with gravy.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes with the gravy on my mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, homemade, not the can. Yeah, not the can.
Clotted. It looks like a big blood clot coming out of a
Ew,
can.
Yeah, no, it needs to be the homemade.
Okay.
I guess maybe a vegetable, throw it in there. And then I'm a pecan pie.
Never okay, everything she
Never
said except.
No, she was wrong in a couple spots.
I liked your plate. Throw some corn.
And a roll. So, a roll.
And the
on
roll,
the side,
homemade
yeah.
roll.
Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah.
Take the blood clot. Cranberry stuff off the plate.
I said that's, not that kind.
That's disgusting.
God.
Yeah.
And you got to go flush? With pumpkin pie. It's not like mincemeat or pecan or some weird stuff.
You just compared pecan pie and minced meat pie. Those are not even close to being the same thing. You're so
Have you ever eaten in a
weird?
I ate it. No lie, I ate. Or did we eat?
Yo.
I ate it.
Did you eat somewhere?
It wasn't a Denny's. Where did we eat? We were in Canada.
It was a Denny's. And the guy was like, it's your Thanksgiving today. And we were like, oh, we had no idea.
So we had some turkey.
Yeah. It was a Denny's in Canada.
Denny's
turkey. Of course, they don't have Thanksgiving.
Well, they have a different Thanksgiving.
So, yeah. And then we went to freaking, what's the restaurant here? I went to
Rose. Gary's having bubble gum for dessert.
You went to Little America.
When did you go to Little America?
Is that what you're talking about?
Chuck-a-Rama, I think I went one year.
You went to Chuck-a-Rama for Thanksgiving?
That's not bad.
None of my children wanted to come over for Thanksgiving, so we said, bag it, we're out, we're going. We ended up, I don't know how, I went to Chuck-a-Rama one time.
Hey, the scones are amazing.
That's
true.
I don't think I'll be doing that again. The scones were good.
Scones are the best.
They have turkey.
But anyway,
okay, go ahead.
Come on.
All right, light meat with you, lots of gravy. And it works because my wife likes the dark meat, so it's beautiful. Mashed potatoes, stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's maybe
you
corn.
You don't know what you're missing.
Cranberry sauce, no. Roll, but I'm not a roll guy. My mother-in-law makes the best rolls on earth. Judy, shout out. She's in South Africa right now. And then for dessert, apple pie.
Oh, man.
Apple is pie. Summertime.
It's not apple pie.
Apple pie,
yeah.
Apple pie is what are you a summertime
thing. Apple pie. Out on a ranch or something?
100%. Yeah, apple pie.
Okay, we need to end before you say anything more. Hit that ranch. Button.
What does that even mean?
Gosh.
Are you out on a ranch no. because I eat apple pie?
Jeez. Have
yeah,
a
apple
wonderful...
pie with minced meat and pecans on top. Yeah, well, that...
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving to all of you.
Baby.
We are grateful for Utah
Go
football.
Utes.
Go Utes.
Let's do this week.
Go.
Can Gary go on a work trip next week?
Rose is done with you.
Rose?
She has had it with you tonight.
Rose, you win.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.